This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. To sound a little bit different, that's because my digital equipment here is not working properly. So we're going old school, so to speak. But after the first of the year, we're going to have this straightened out, and I'll be back in crystal clear digital quality. But that's what it takes to do a show. You got to have really good equipment, and there's a lot of expenses that come into play when you're doing national radio. And we thank all of our great sponsors, including McAllister's, and take up Dan on his offer, that calendar, and the other gift as well. And we got to thank, of course, the people at J.C. Whitney and take them up on their offer as well. And, of course, Amsoil. And this is the hour that we dedicate to the gentleman who is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years. That's a quarter century worth of experience. And he joins us right now on the line. Dan Watson, welcome back to Auto World.
Good to be back, Bob. I can feel your pain when it comes to all this electronic equipment these days. It's like everything else. It just marches forward and takes a pretty good price tag with it as it keeps marching.
Absolutely. And, you know, it seems like once you're all set and everything is in good working order, some of these pieces just decide it's time for me to check out of this world and go to the great electronic graveyard in the sky.
Well, you know, the thing about all this electronic equipment now is there was a time, maybe, remember, now this is going to date us, but when you could go down to maybe Radio Shack or something and you could bring a bag full of some tubes you wanted to test from your TV or your radio set, and that tube's weak, that one's not good, I have to get another one of those, right, and so forth. Now, it's solid-state electronics. It works when it works, and when it doesn't, you replace it.
There's
nothing to fix, you know?
Yeah, I used to love Radio Shack, and, you know, I know they have gone through some bankruptcies and have closed, I believe, 90-some-odd percent of the stores. Do you know of any around where you and I live? Are there any Radio Shacks in this neck of the woods?
No, the last one I knew close to me closed a few years back. But see, Radio Shack was a tinkerer's. It was an electronics tinkering type store. They had all the gizmos that you could build stuff with and tinker. And today everything is so high tech and solid state that the only way things are fixed is they have these little circuit boards that you slide in and slide out for your computer. You can buy those kind of things and do some of that yourself, and slide them in and plug them in and out. But you might as well take your soldering iron and your other gizmos and, you know, make fancy paperweights out of them, because you can't touch any of that stuff.
It is so true. And we can bring that into automobiles as well, new vehicles. Boy, when you look at the computing power that's aboard some of these new vehicles, Dan, it's staggering. I remember more than 10 years ago, Mercedes was telling me that there's more computers in their SL convertible. This is 10, 15 years ago than, you know, what we landed on with the Apollo landing on the moon.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the thing is, everything goes quickly along, and we've talked about this on the show before. This is true with lubrication. I mean, we hope we get a little smarter on things as we go along, experience. I mean, Drake put down his first well in the late 1800s, 1880, sometime in that frame, and that's the first time we were bringing petroleum up out of the ground and deciding to figure out some way to refine it or do something with it. We're only talking about, you know, 120 years ago, 140 years ago. And so this is a short period of time that we've been dealing with automobiles. You know, the great automobile century just ended now. From 1900 to 1999, we will have to say, probably historians will call that the century of the automobile. It changed everything. Just imagine how cities were before the automobile and the freeways and expressways that were built in the 50s when they started. New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago. Imagine those cities with no expressways and hardly any cars and just using the streetcars and the elevated trains and, you know, that kind of transportation. It's even hard to envision such a thing, but that's what the automobile did to the urban centers of the United States, was to radically change how they're built. They're all built around the model that the primary method of transportation will be the automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still streaking along with this thing, and we're making space-age cars. That's the best way to call it. You're right. The computer electronics in it is mind-blowing. The engine qualities and the computerized manufacturing systems that build those engines are building tolerances that we never thought were possible in the past. And our guys are metallurgists that are so much better at making the high-tech alloys for these things. Germans use all kinds of amazing things. They use a system where they literally have a hardening process on the cylinder walls that can make metal on the cylinder walls of an engine where it's as good as if you put in an incredibly expensive pressed-in liner into the system.
Wow.
And they can do it with this freezing and temperature radical method that they use. So these guys, they amaze you. The chemist, they make things which you just, these days you take your hat off and say, I think maybe you're a magician. It truly is true. There are magicians, because how can you bring those things on the input and get that on the output and just smile and say, we do it all the time? It's like, how do you do that? How can you be that good at what you do? So talented human beings, they make great improvements for our lives, our cars. Everybody says, wouldn't it be wonderful to go back to the old days, right? You get in, you love Corvettes. You get in a 2017 Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
And you really drive that thing, and then you think to yourself a minute, boy, I wish I just had that 1957 Corvette. You know, yeah, it'd be fun to play with, and it is, got a nostalgic value to it. But as far as the quality of the things that are put into it, it's night and day. Just things like steering. Can you imagine today we're going to talk, we got steering, which is steer by wire. In other words, it doesn't even have the mechanical devices that we used to have. The steering wheel is just sending electrical signals to tell the electric motor to turn and position the front wheels and so forth. And this is stuff, you watch that little commercial where they have that the car parallel parks itself?
Yes.
How many kids do you think in 1960 would like to have that for the old driving test?
I know.
Had to parallel park as part of the driving test.
Exactly, and a lot of people failed because
yes, they did.
Today, there's a lot of people.
That was the worst thing about the whole test, is to do the parallel parking test. So it is a good and you know, steady progress. And, you know, we'll tonight try to entertain some questions with people about synthetics, because this is something they need to understand. It's good to know about this stuff. It's good for their cars.
Absolutely. More with Dan Watson. Around the Bend, theloompage.com is the website. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Bob Long, syndicated host of Auto World, presented in part by J.C. Whitney, who is going to save you a ton of money. From now through December 31st, save on car, truck, or Jeep accessories or part. How do you do it? Just go and order what you want. In the checkout section, put Bob 20. Put Bob 20. 20% off. That's quite a deal. Check it out. JCWhitney.com. Bob 20.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcoming us back. The gentleman's name is John David Wells. He's a friend of mine from Las Vegas originally, not from, but radio-wise. We both were in Las Vegas at the same time, but he has just launched a national radio program on another network Monday through Friday. Politics is what he does, and we wish him the best in the new year. And we wish all of our listeners coast to coast, border to border, around the world, all of the listeners, GCNlive.com, thank you so much for making 2017 a really great year, and we are going to be saving you lots of money, and we're going to help you hold on to that investment because it is a huge investment. When you buy a new vehicle these days, the average one is $34,000-$35,000. That's average. That's not extraordinary. That's not something really cool. I mean, you got to double that. You got to be talking 60 to 70. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that that was an awful lot of money for anybody, even a millionaire, to pay for a car. But Dan Watson, our certified lubrication specialist from AMSOIL, is with us. And, you know, I think right from the factory, all cars should be equipped with synthetic oil. And if it's not, I don't think it's too soon to start synthetic treatment in your new vehicle. What are your thoughts on that, Dan?
Well, Bob, you're absolutely right, and there's some big manufacturers that couldn't agree with you more. Toyota, all their cars, bumper-to-bumper synthetic, have been now since around 2010. There's several of the high-performance GM cars, like the Corvette, that comes with synthetic. There are tremendous amount of over-the-road trucks that their transmissions that are made by Allison come with synthetic, or if they have a big Eaton transmission that's manual, it'll be coming with synthetic gear lubes. It's here to stay. It's kind of like the wave of the radial tire that came in. And, you know, you talk about the cost of these cars. Well, there's been several studies that have been made, and if you can keep one of these cars for at least 10 years, preferably 12, financially, economically, you begin to win in the equation. And what I mean by that is if your car will last that long, its cost to drive it begins to drop significantly because all of that money that you paid to buy it, say you paid $35,000 and you kept the car for 7 years and you were able to trade it in or on another one and you got $5,000 for it when it was 7 years old. Maybe you got $10,000 for it. Let's say that. So it's $25,000 it cost you to drive that car for 7 years. Okay. Well, obviously, if you look at that, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of $3,500 a year just in the cost of the car, right, over that time.
Sure.
Say that you stretch that to 12 years and you get rid of it and you only get $5,000 for it instead of 10, but now it's cost you $30,000 over 12 years. All of a sudden, the cost is down to $2,500 a year. So in Europe, they keep cars much longer than we do. They keep cars close to 15 years a car is kept before it's disposed of. Their cars are BMWs and Peugeots and Mercedes-Benz. And so what happens is they spend a lot of money up front, but they keep cars. A lot of those Mercedes are driving under 20, 25 years old, and they're still going well. So the deal is, what do you do to go? How do you get a car to go out for 20 years? Well, there's going to be little things that happen to it, and you can put up with that. But if the engine, transmission, or the drivetrain, including the rear end, fails on you, then you've lost the battle because it's going to be way too expensive. So the way to get life out of those driveline components from the engine all the way through to the rear end is to treat them well with the best lubrication and have a good maintenance schedule that you take care of them. And if you do that, I'm telling you, the stuff that's made today, any of these engines that are made today, if they run on good quality synthetic engine oil, they have a high probability of making 500,000 miles. So most people averaging 15,000 miles a year, 20 years, they would only put 300,000 miles on the car. So the deal is make it last. Get your money's worth out. You're still going to have to rebuild brakes and you're still going to have to do alignments and, you know, all those kind of things. That you can afford to do rather than pay car payments. What you can't afford to do is replace the engine or the transmission. When you have to replace one of those components and you got a car that's 10 years old, the replacement of the engine is more than the value of the vehicle. So you end up in a kind of an upside down situation where you don't want to do that to fix it. So if you can keep the engine and the transmission performing for you, you can economically get ahead of the game of being just, you know, as they say, car poor, constantly having to shell out more money for another car. So we talk about synthetic engine oil, and people tend to think about this as if it's some kind of strange chemical elixir that we just figured out in the past few years. Standard Oil began producing, producing industrial synthetic oils in the 1930s, okay, because they figured out they had some high temperature situations they had to do something with, and so they figured out how to do it, and they did it. And synthetic oils were around in all over the place in small amounts for specialty applications. They were always in the specialty applications where regular petroleum just couldn't do it. It was too arduous a condition, either very cold or very hot. That's the places where petroleum turns to ice or it turns to smoke. So you have to use something different. So the synthetics. Now, the biggest production of synthetic products came in World War II in Germany because the Germans didn't have access to huge amounts of petroleum. So they had to make something out of what they could get. Our environmentalists would have just been, their eyes would have glazed over and they would have probably passed out because they were making what they called potatoline, which was fuel from potatoes, mm-hmm. making alcohol, and then they were using alcohol to make esters as a synthetic base for lubricating oils. And they were making a lot of this stuff. I mean, the problem was is that the German high command was upset with the fact that the production of the synthetic products was only able in the middle of the war to produce 40% of Germany's fuel and lubricating requirements for their military, which was a huge military. So you can imagine how much they were producing. It's amazing.
Absolutely. So, we've got Dan Watson with us for the whole hour. If you have a question about oil, lubrication, synthetic oil, AMS oil, now would be a great time to get in. 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving? Tell that there.
We've got open lines here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. Dan Watson is with us. We've got the Auto World hood open. We're talking about lubrication. We're talking about AMSOIL and anything in that realm in between. Once again, Dan is the CEO of a great website, thelubepage.com, and he has a tremendous amount of YouTube videos up there with plans to do more. But I've had a number of listeners write me notes about your videos, so that's a great little feedback from Auto World listeners if they're looking at those YouTubes.
Well, I am delighted to hear that, and I know that they're going to be on me saying, got to make some newer ones, Dan. They're getting a little bit old, so the information is all still as good as it ever was. But, yeah, there's some new stuff. I need to make a good video and talk about changes in diesel oils and some additional things about European oils and even in the some changes in two-cycle oils. So, I need to get on that, and I'm delinquent, so after these holidays in January, I'm going to have to, as they say, hit the bricks. I'm going to have to, to get something done. One of the things in the, I had some questions, you know, the last few days, just in talking with some of my associates and other people, that I think it's always worthwhile to tell people that, it's unfortunate, but in our marketplace, you always have to do your due diligence, okay? You have to look out for yourself, because, and a lot of times it just doesn't happen if you don't do it. I remember a friend of mine going through some serious medical issues. He said that they come at you with an awful lot of stuff, and he's the one that's sick, and thank goodness his wife is his advocate, and she begins to sort through and ask the hard questions, and of course he's better now, but someone has always got to be there to sort out the information and determine what's best for you. And that's the same thing with oil. Oil business is no different than any other. There's going to be shysters that come out, and they try to make money off of substandard products. and get away with it. And you'd say, well, how could they do that? And one of the misconceptions that people have is that there's some type of government inspector at every oil manufacturing plant making sure that they're doing it right. And that's not true. They're sort of self-regulated. There are the regulations and the specifications that you have to meet on these things, and those are supported by the government, and they're produced by the independent agencies like the American Petroleum Institute and the Society of Automotive Engineers set standards. But they usually don't find companies not adhering to these principles until one of the consumer protection agencies in a given state pulls some of this oil off the shelf and goes and tests it in their own lab or in an independent lab to determine its quality and what is there. And it's sad to report that there have been several instances over the past few years of really just garbage. Substandard, shouldn't have been there. Pretty labels, nothing in the bottle agrees with what's on the label. That's the kind of stuff you can run into. So how do you guard yourself against it? Well, today on the internet, there's a lot of information. So you can search out a company if you've never heard of them and get an idea. And if they'll produce good technical information on their website and give examples of, independent lab testing from a reputable lab, AMSOIL produces test material and all of their testing that they stand upon and they publish is done for them by Southwest Research Labs down outside of San Antonio. And this is the same group that does certification testing for NASA, the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, the Coast Guard. You kind of get my drift. This is an organization which they wouldn't give AMSOIL the time of day if AMSOIL was asking them to do something other than report the actual results they get from the testing that they perform. So when you can get that type of certification, that's a company that's willing to put its product where its mouth is. It's going to back it up. But when you find some type of oil being produced and there's no technical information available, there's no testing, there's no certification that you can find, there's no independent certifications, you need for your self-protective antenna to go up and say, not in my car. You can experiment with somebody else's car. I don't know what you're doing. I never heard of you before, and I'm not going to use that. Now, who am I talking about? I'm certainly not talking about Valvoline and Castrol and Mobil and Texaco and Chevron, those guys. Of course they're going to make a product to the standard they claim they're making. They have good quality control. But there are tens, if not hundreds, of startup oil companies around the country that I can tell you, I've been doing this a long time, and some of them, I've never heard of a bunch of them that I run into. And I go, where'd these guys come from? Who are they, right? And they may be good, but if they are, they're going to produce enough information that they can prove to you that they're good. And you just don't want to be the guinea pig that got the bad stuff, and you're the one that has the equipment failure. And then when you turn to this company, you find out that they're going out of business, because that's what these types of companies will do. They'll sell a bunch of product, make a bunch of money, and then they will declare bankruptcy and go out of business so that they can't be sued, because they put this garbage out in the marketplace. So I try to give this warning off and on the radio, whether it's my local radio or whether it's on a program like yours, Bob, because it's just important that the consumer is aware, that the consumer has knowledge that they always have to have their guard up. I wish it was not that way. I would like to have a society built on principle and where people tell you the truth and what they mean to be the truth. And I just can't report to anybody that that's the case. It is, at least in this industry. There are some fly-by-nights, and you got to guard yourself against them, okay, and get the best products for your vehicle. But in no way am I saying that that would be the case with most of these recognizable companies, because Valvoline's been making oil for 100 years. Of course they got a reputation to keep up. Yep. They're going to guard that. They're not going to produce junk and destroy their reputation. But when you hear of Joe Smucatelli's Gator Oil or something, right, you got to ask yourself, what in the world is this? Where did this come from, right? And be leery. Just don't fall for it until you got good proof that it's something. And then most of these guys that produce this junk, they'll be selling it for half the price of everybody else's oil, and there'll be people gullible enough to think that you can get a good quality product for half the price that everybody else is selling it for, and that's just not true. It's not true. There's not a lot of margin in oil. People think it's a big, everybody's getting rich, it's a big margin thing, but lubricating oils are not high in margin for profit. So you can't sell something for half the price of something else. There's not that much margin in the oil. It doesn't work that way. So anyway, bad sort of topic to have to talk about, but once in a while it has to be talked about.
Yeah, it does. And it makes a lot of people feel better because it's more of a more of an even playing field, because it's a complicated world here in 2017, and there are so many different things that you have to keep straight. Got an email question here. It's Russ joining us in Texas, listening on KEYS. And Russ has got a Lincoln Continental. When we come back on the other side, you can think about it a little bit more. He's looking for some recommendations. It's a V6 engine in his Lincoln Continental from 2012.
All right, we'll take it up after the break.
All right, we'll take a pit stop and then more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. And
welcome back, everybody. Dan Watson, our lubrication specialist. More than 25 years of experience and one of the largest dealers of AMSOIL in the U.S. and in Canada. So this gentleman knows his business, and we've got an email question from a gentleman in Texas who says it's a 2012 Lincoln MKS, and it's equipped with a V6 power plant. He says it's a car he wants to hold on to for a long time, and he'd like some advice on oil for the vehicle. Dan, as well as any other suggestions you might have.
Well, 2012, we may be where, I'm looking it up right now, where Ford has gone to their 5W20 synthetic engine oil, or 5W20. Almost all 5W20s are at least partial synthetics. And so I'm looking for just a second on my computer here, which I don't know why it's stuck in molasses. It's not moving very much. But here's the thing. Whether it's either 530 or 520, that we can determine if I don't have it quick enough for him. But AMSOIL makes a couple of different grades of synthetic. And what I recommend, if you really want the car to go and you want lifetime use, their signature series oil is the premium synthetic engine oil sold by AMSOIL. There's no other oil that performs like this oil. It's good for 1 year, 25,000 miles. A lot of people don't drive it that long, but they don't care because it's like having the high-speed, high-temperature, performance-based synthetic radials on your car, okay? You want them there because when you want to turn correctly, you want it to turn correctly, okay? You want it to handle correctly. Well, using the premium grade synthetic engine oil means that you can just forget about any wear or any damage or any loss of viscosity. You've got an oil that can operate in what they call intermittent operating up to 450, 480 degrees. You're not going to get the engine that hot with the oil. If you do, you burn all the rubber things off of it and you got to call the fire department. You have an oil that will pour out of the bottle at 60 below zero. So you're not going to get too cold to operate. And in between minus 60 and 450 degrees, it'll provide the best lubrication possible throughout that temperature range. And it's going to provide you with virtually no wear in that engine. And it is so clean that I've seen them come apart with 400,000 or 500,000 miles, and the inside of the engine is so clean, you can see the machining hatch marks on the cylinder walls. They haven't even been worn off in 450,000 miles. So, you know, if you want the best, you can get it. It's not the cheapest, but it is the best. However, I find these days that our Signature Series oil is priced right around the range of a lot of these other synthetics, and these other synthetics don't compare to that Signature Series oil. So 5W30 would be the oil that I believe that would fit best in that vehicle. It may call for a 520. We'd look at that depending upon whether it has variable valve timing in it, which we'd have to look up a couple things. But if he'll send me that email directly to me, or you forward it to me if he sent it to you, and I'll give him a full specified answer on that, because it's important to get the right stuff. Great question. You know, this is the thing. And you heard the beginning of that question. I want to keep this car a long time.
Yeah.
And let's just tell the listeners out there, you want to keep your car a long time, then you're the perfect customer to talk to me, because Amsoil Synthetics will keep your car a long time. I was just telling my wife the other day that maybe it keeps the car too long because they don't wear out, and now you have to determine that you're going to get rid of a perfectly well-working car just so you can get a different one, a new one. I'm not built that way. I just keep driving it, you know. can't bring myself to say, well, although it's working perfectly, I want to get a new one. No, that doesn't fit my vocabulary.
Very good, Dan. Mm-hmm. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email bob@autoworldradio.com. This is an email that I actually got during the week, Steve from Michigan, and he wanted to know a little bit about the process. If he decided to order from you, is the best thing for him to do give you a call or go to the lubepage.com? And he wants to know about things like shipping and timing.
He could give me a call, or if he's at the Lube page, there's a place there to contact Dan. Either way, and I'll give him all the breakdown on that. But let me just tell it so other listeners hear it here. When you go through me for oil, it's going to be shipped from one of the regional warehouses, not from me direct. I'm going to make the orders and everything correct, and it's going to come out of one of Amsoil's warehouses. They have 12 of them. And you said he was in Michigan, so it'd probably come out of the Columbus, Ohio warehouse from Michigan. It can come out of Chicago. Sometimes it depends upon this little split in Michigan on that. But so the typical shipping time is you make the order. If the order is made before noon on Monday, for example, you're about 50% of the time going to get the oil on Tuesday, and about 90% of the time you're going to get the oil by at least Wednesday, and only a few will trail over into by Thursday, and that's because there's some really far-out reaching regions, you know, like UPS Zone 5 away from one of the warehouses. But they get it out fast. It ships fast. Now, the shipping cost can vary depending upon how you're buying it. And that is if they have deals online where you buy it and you pay no freight. It's free shipping. You have other situations which he would set up through me. If he's going to be a larger consumer, he might want to buy it in what Amsoil calls their preferred customer program, which is where he can get significant discounts. And I can explain to any person out there where that is cost effective for you and where it's not, because it's like being a member of Sam's Wholesale or Costco annual membership, and then you buy at a significant discount and save some money. So the question is, how much are you going to use, and is it cost effective to do that or not? And
absolutely,
I can show people the breakdown on that, how that works.
Absolutely. We'll see if we can squeeze this one caller in.
All right.
With a question. You're on the air. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Frank. Bob, hi.
Hey, Frank, how are you doing?
I was just wondering, should I stick with the recommended Ford lubricants for my 72 Lincoln Continental, or do you have something better?
Well, 1972, here's what I'm going to tell you, and we don't have much time, so I'll go through this as fast as I can.
Yeah.
There's no oil you can buy off the shelf right now that would be good for your 1972. The current SN-rated gasoline engine oils don't have sufficient zinc and phosphorus to give the type of protection that that engine was made that it called for. So you have to make sure that you get an oil which has higher concentrations. AMSOIL has a what we call Z-Rod oil. We just use that because it refers to the muscle car era. And we have these oils designed with high zinc and phosphorus. And you need that for your valve train.
Yeah, so, the valve seats and all that, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, most of those cars from that vintage are made with what they call flat tappet valve system. And you've got to have the zinc to protect the camshaft. So if you want to get some more information on that, just go to the Loop page and ask me the question, okay? It says contact Dan. Just say, hey, Dan, I'm the guy that called you. Can you send me more information on those high zinc and phosphorus oils that I need for my 72? And I'll send you the good information on that, because this is a problem as they keep making these modern oils and these new exhaust systems, and they're scared that any carryover zinc and phosphorus would destroy the catalytic converter. So they have lowered the amount that they're allowed to put in the oil. And so today you're trying to buy, you need a 40-weight oil for that vintage car.
Okay, thank you very much.
Excellent. Shoot him an email, Frank. And it's dan@theloopage.com. Dan, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
All right. Well, from Hawaii, they would just say, Mele Kalikimaka.
Very good.
All right. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.